Does reducing energy use mean a healthier economy for a town or city? The organizers of this week's Sustainable Community Summit in downtown Fayetteville certainly think so. The summit is designed for mayors and city officials and will include introductions to Fayetteville's trail system, a hands-on introduction to vehicles that run on alternative fuels, and a keynote address from the Chief Sustainability Officer for the City of Denver. Recently, Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas spoke to a pair of co-organizers, Peter Nierengarten, the Director of Sustainability and Strategic Practices for the City of Fayetteville, and Michelle Halso, the Director of Applied Sustainability Center at the Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas.
We've invited mayors, city council members. We've also invited city professional staff, such as planners and engineers, outreach coordinators, and we've invited folks from the Chamber of Commerce and economic development professionals. So it's really a broad group of stakeholders that we think have a vested interest in the sustainability of cities as we move forward.
And the idea is to put a put in front of this group discussions and open their eyes to the economic benefits associated with making their communities more sustainable and more sustainably minded.
And so what are some of those economic benefits?
Well, there's a wide variety. One that we like to talk a lot about is the costs associated with transportation and a single vehicle occupancy. It's widely known that the average cost of car ownership in the United States is around $8,000 per year. And the more you drive, the more it costs you to own that automobile. So if we can provide people with some alternatives to riding in their car alone, such as public transportation or bicycling infrastructure, you know, making a community more walkable with better pedestrian facilities, then that can offer people savings in terms of their transportation costs and make them a lot of times healthier along the way because they're getting a little bit of exercise while they're getting their daily business done.
So basically the way we're framing this up is there are opportunities to save money. So if it's households that are saving money, as Peter just talked about, on their transportation-related expenses or on their electric bill or their natural gas bill through energy efficiency, those dollars typically get spent in the local economy. So it's local businesses and the chamber members who benefit from those dollars. Another way that sustainability helps to make communities more prosperous is through attracting new investment. A lot of corporations today, in fact, there's a new study out by Cornet that shows that 92% of corporate real estate executives consider sustainability factors when they are making location decisions. So if your city can't check the boxes around sustainability, then the real estate executive is liable to go to the next city that can.
Okay. So like Walmart, right, when they're trying to build a new store.
Right, or even a new manufacturing plant. They're looking for, you know, can you supply me with green and renewable energy resources?
And our idea is, you know, to broaden this message statewide and region-wide and really try to reach out to some of the smaller communities that maybe don't have sustainability departments at their major university or don't have sustainability directors within their city government, but to show them some of these small steps that they can start taking to move in this direction and to compete with these other cities out there in terms of sustainability, because as Michelle mentioned, you know, it's it generates jobs and communities are competing in this arena, and businesses are looking for these communities to locate in.
So is it just for communities in Arkansas?
Well,
what kind of response have you seen?
That's an interesting question. We actually have representatives coming from Wichita, Kansas. We've got some representatives coming from Springfield, Missouri, from Texas. So several states are represented. It's predominantly from Arkansas this year.
It might be helpful to kind of tell folks what the sort of agenda is. On day one, October 17th, we've got things kicking off around, 1 in the afternoon with
right.
a couple of field trips, pre-summit field trips. We've got one that's trails and infrastructure, so we're leading a bicycle field trip up the Frisco Trail and onto the the trail further to the north. We've got a green businesses field trip as well scheduled for Wednesday afternoon, and then a local foods field trip that's going to travel around to several of the neighborhood and community gardens in town. Mm-hmm. And then the main summit kicks off on Thursday. We've got a welcome from the mayor. Keynote speaker is the chief sustainability officer from Denver, Colorado. His name is Jerry Tinahow.
He's traveling. He's traveling a little bit to speak here.
Can we say something about those field trips again?
Sure.
You know, the inspiration for the field trips really came from what we were seeing happen in other places. And so it helps if you show people, not just tell people. So we can tell people, if you build a trail, it's good for business. But we wanted to show people what that was like and give them the actual experience of riding on the trail. And as we go along the trail, we'll be stopping off at businesses and talking to business owners and saying, what has the trail meant for your business?
The one thing I also forgot to mention was on Wednesday, October 17th, that evening, we're having an alternative fuel vehicles Odyssey Day, and so we're closing off part of the Fayetteville Square, and we'll have several electric vehicles. We'll have some propane-powered vehicles, some biodiesel vehicles.
Natural gas?
Yes, we'll have some CNG vehicles as well, yeah. The full array mm-hmm. of vehicles that are not powered by gasoline.
Oh, we even got some electric bicycles coming, and so that event is actually going to be free and open to the public, mm-hmm. so anybody in the community can come out and can check that out.
Yeah, so day two, we start out with Jerry Tinahow talking about how cities compete on the basis of sustainability, whether they know it or not. And so smart cities will do this intentionally, deliberately. They'll have a strategic plan around this, and they're going to act on that plan. Then we're going to provide some information about what we call leaking economies. So your economy is leaking, and we can measure the size of the leak by looking at how much people are spending for electricity and natural gas and even gasoline. When you fix the leak, you create jobs, but you also retain dollars that get spent in the local economy. So we have some numbers around that we'd like to share. And some of those numbers are eye-opening numbers. The numbers add up really quickly. And then, of course, we have Kate Elliott coming from Walmart. Walmart is a global leader in sustainability. They've been doing this for 7 years now, and they know a lot. And we think that those are valuable lessons that cities can learn from.
Well, a city is a business.
It is. The mayor is the CEO, mm-hmm, right?
Right.
And then in the afternoon, we have a variety of breakout sessions. We'll have a session on higher ed institutions. We have 22 community colleges in this state, and we have a number of four-year institutions. If your city has access to one of those, or if there's one of those in your town, how do you partner with the faculty and the students at that university or community college to advance your sustainability agenda in your community?
Well, which I actually wanted to ask Peter,
yes,
because I know you're relatively new to the city of Fayetteville, and so I wanted to ask how this relationship evolved. I mean, did you immediately move to Fayetteville and contact
I think I started work on Monday, and it was either Tuesday or Wednesday of that week. I got a call from the mayor's assistant, and she said, "Peter, come up to the mayor's office." So I came up to the mayor's office, and Michelle was sitting in the mayor's office, ready to greet me and meet me. So I guess she actually reached out to me. But it has been an amazing relationship we've created so far. I mean, what the Applied Sustainability Center has done, the resources that they have, the progress that they've made for us as a city and for me as a professional, kind of, you know, learning where things are at in this community, it's been a tremendous resource.
It's been fun working with Peter, too. I mean, he hit the ground running. So, and with the trails and infrastructure field trip wouldn't have happened if Peter hadn't said, okay, I know how to make that happen. Mm-hmm. So he has been carrying a lot of these balls for us to make this summit work. So it's been great.
Yeah,
we're
it has
thrilled.
Been a lot of fun.
Okay.
We are thrilled with the content. We have lined up some great speakers.
All right. Where can people find out more?
They can go to our website at http://asc.uark.edu.
Well, thank you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas talked with Michelle Halsell, the director of the Applied Sustainability Center at the Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas, and Peter Nierengarten, the director of sustainability and strategic practices for the city of Fayetteville, about this week's Sustainable Community Summit in downtown Fayetteville. The pre-summit activities begin tomorrow.